Welcome visionaries, creators, innovators, entrepreneurs, leaders, and growth seekers of all types to the Passion Struck podcast. Hi, I'm John Miles, a peak performance coach, multi-industry CEO, Navy veteran, and entrepreneur on a mission to make passion go viral for millions worldwide. And each week I do so by sharing with you an inspirational message and interviewing high achievers from all walks of life to unlock their secrets and lessons to becoming passion struck. The purpose of our show is to serve you, the listener, by giving you tips, tasks, and activities you can use to achieve peak performance and pursue the passion-driven life you have always wanted to have. Now, let's become passion struck. Welcome to Momentum Friday in episode 55 of the Passion Struck podcast. And today we passed a huge milestone. I think that there are many metrics that you can look at for a podcast. It's popularity, the number of downloads. But to me, the most important thing is the response that you're getting from your audience. And today we surpassed 1,000 five-star likes. Thank you so much for supporting this podcast. I know that there are millions out there and you could be listening to a ton of others, and your time is the most important thing. So I just wanted to express my gratitude for joining our cause and helping passion go viral for millions around the world. Today's episode is a transition from the ones that I've been doing that were focused on humility, ego, and diplomacy. And over the next couple of weeks, I want to start focusing on mental health and why mental health is so important to you having success in your life and to becoming passion struck. Today's episode starts with two great quotes. The first is from Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And he says, I found that with depression, one of the most important things that you can realize is that you are not alone. You are not the first to go through it. You're not going to be the last to go through it. And Prince Harry said, the experience I've had is that once you start talking about it, experiencing a mental health struggle, you come to the realization that you realize that you're actually part of quite a large club. And I think both of those two quotes from The Rock and from Prince Harry are instrumental in today's episode, where I want to unpack why your mental health is so important to relationships, relationships at work, relationships with friends and family, and your relationship with romantic partners. Our mental health has a significant impact on the quality of our relationships, all of those that I just mentioned. Just like every other single piece of your life, our mental health significantly affects our interactions with others and can lead to significant relationship problems if not properly cared for. However, suffering or mental health can occur due to no particular fault of our own. It could be caused by high stress levels, those that we often have in our careers, a chemical or hormone imbalance, or a traumatic life experience. And like millions of others across the world, I have dealt with my own mental health struggles. And I think it is so important that we talk about it. And that's why I am doing this episode today. When my mental health has suffered in the past, I have found myself feeling lethargic, on edge, and most importantly, I was unable to empathize with loved ones. I found myself feeling isolated, numb, and unable to connect with others like I was able to in the past. And I am not alone, and neither are you. So let's talk about how your mental health impacts those relationships. I'm going to first start with talking about how it impacts relationships that you have with romantic partners. I think we all can agree that having open communication is absolutely vital for the success of a relationship that you have with a romantic partner. It's essential because there is going to be no happy relationship if you don't have honest communication and forthright communication. However, I have found that those moments when I struggle with mental health are when I genuinely grapple with communication with anyone, especially romantic partners. A big part of this is because we as men tend to close down instead of being vulnerable with those who love us and we love the most. Let's face it, there has been a significant stigma placed on mental health, and especially around the concept of men's mental health. Because of this, opening up to your loved ones can be absolutely terrifying. Many people, regardless of gender, struggle with the ideations about mental health. It's not just men alone. They feel ashamed and guilty about the feelings that they're experiencing, about how they're viewing themselves and how they think others are likely viewing them. Poor mental health can rear its head in many different ways, from codependency all the way to isolation. And the person who is struggling with poor mental health often feels that they're alone and misunderstood as they find themselves completely frustrated with how their life is going. Meanwhile, their partner may also feel completely helpless, confused, and also feeling alone in their own agony as they are trying to connect with their partner. And they sit there and wonder why their partner is struggling so much, why their partner is not opening up to them, and what they can do to try to help that other person. The result is that conflicts become more and more frequent as tensions rise and overall communication decreases. Now that we've covered how mental health can impact your romantic relationships, let's now cover how it can impact relationships with friends and family. Throughout our lives, we form relationships with family and friends that are extremely important to us. For many of us, our families form the cornerstone of our support infrastructure. And what happens to that support structure when we're feeling alone, misunderstood, and frustrated? When we are dealing with poor mental health, it has a significant and lasting impact on our relationships with family and friends, especially if we're not communicating to them. Our minds trick us into believing that nobody cares, and that causes us to build resentment and then tension in our family and friend relationships. When a loved one is struggling with poor mental health, it is so common that family and friends likely also feel the effects of those struggles. And oftentimes, they just can't pinpoint why it is that you're pulling away or that you're quieter than you normally are. You may feel that your family and friends aren't showing up for you in the way that you would hope when you're going through this. And on the other side, they may be trying to help you and you may be resisting. And they may be getting very frustrated themselves because they may be feeling that their efforts to help and reach out to you are not appreciated and not reciprocated. It is a cycle that can be extremely destructive if it's not handled properly. Now we've talked about romantic relationships. We've talked about family and friends. Now let's talk about how poor mental health can impact you in the work environment. I remember throughout my career, I often saw peers, bosses, colleagues joke about people who were depressed, anxious, might be going through post-traumatic situation. And it used to anger me so much because as I think about this, your mental health is just as important, if not more important, to your performance as your physical health. And yet we don't treat the two the same way. Those who are experiencing poor mental health, let's face it, they likely could show up to work in very unpredictable ways, ways that you're not used to seeing that person perform. They may show up in a way where they're irritable. They could be withdrawn, or they could be experiencing fatigue because they're not sleeping well. So they may be lethargic in the way that they're performing their duties. This obviously can cause tension and stress in that workplace, as coworkers and colleagues feel like they're walking on eggshells around that person who is having the mental health issue. They end up attempting to avoid you because they fear that if they're interacting with that person with mental health issues, that they're going to upset them in some way or another. And you, if you're experiencing that mental health issue, may be experiencing so much pent-up emotion that it can cause you to be irritable, to burst out in anger, and show a much quicker temper than you're used to doing in the past. I have seen it happen so many times that a person who is experiencing a mental health issue can significantly impact the entire workplace environment. And this leads to higher stress levels, poor performance, and overall growing negativity across the entire workplace environment. It impacts co-workers' ability to communicate with each other in an open and honest way, which leads to a downfall in the performance of everyone involved. Just think about this in terms of the military. If you were having to go and fight in battle, would you prefer to fight with someone who's physically injured, which is where we have historically placed our emphasis, whether it be the military or your typical workplace environment? Or would you rather go fight with someone who is not mentally fit to fight? I would tell you honestly, given my experience, I would pick an injured person every day of the week over someone who's not there mentally. Did you know that Forbes magazine recently cited that 70% of individuals who do personal development, masterminds, and one-on-one coaching benefited from better work performance, increased communication skills, and overall better relationships? And we at Passionstruck are obsessed with self-development, coaching and mentorship. That is why we've created a free resource to help you unlock your hidden potential. Because people doing great things in business and life are just like you, only they've had a coach along the way. And we've got that covered too. Let us show you the systems and frameworks that we teach growth-minded individuals to help them step into their sharp edges, execute on their passion journeys, and get predictable results time and time again. Go to passionstruck.com/coaching right now and let's get igniting. So now that we've talked about how mental issues can impact your romantic relationships, your family and friends, and the work environment, let's go over some tips on how you can take care of your mental health and ultimately improve all of those relationships. Fortunately, you don't have to struggle with mental health issues on your own. The greatest thing that you can do to help your mental health is actually acknowledge that you have an issue and it's impacting you. That is the first and most important step that you can take, because dealing with it in isolation, I can tell you, is so unhealthy, and it's just going to lead to making it worse and worse in the long term. I know it may seem uncomfortable, but it's so important that you be vulnerable and you open up and you seek the help of a healthcare professional, especially when you believe that your mental health is reaching a point that is getting beyond your own personal control. Along with seeking a mental health professional, there are additional steps that you can take to improve your mental health. And by taking these steps, it will ultimately help you to improve your relationships with your loved ones, your partners, your friends, your peers, coworkers, colleagues at work. And I'm going to give you three different steps that you can take. The first is taking care of your physical health. And I've talked about physical health and mental health all throughout this episode. And that is because our physical and mental health are absolutely codependent and highly reliant on each other. When our physical health is struggling, when we're not getting enough sleep, we could be experiencing pain. We could be experiencing a chronic issue. We could be experiencing a short-term issue. Regardless of what it is, if we're not performing at our peak physically, it is definitely going to have a mental aspect to it as well. And that's why when we're having physical issues, our mental issues will happen right alongside it. So it may start with you taking small steps to improve your physical health. These could be eating a better diet, exercising more regularly, changing the way that you're going about your sleep pattern so that you're taking into account things that you can do to achieve a more sound sleep. Things like getting rid of blue light a half an hour to an hour before you go to bed, reading a book before you go to bed, establishing a set schedule for when you go to bed and when you wake up, et cetera, et cetera. By doing all of those things, it will significantly impact your mental health as well. And as your mental health improves along with your physical health, you will find that your relationships will also improve alongside them both. Another thing that you can do is to give yourself a break. Our minds are not wired to be constantly on. And that is what is happening to so many of us today. We are constantly on because we are viewing the world through the lens of what appears to be urgent instead of what is important for our physical and mental health and well-being. There's no reason to be working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We all absolutely need a break. And I have found that when I perform the best, it wasn't when I was putting in those 100-hour weeks. It was when I had proper balance between work and taking care of my health and mental well-being. Take time out every single day to allow your mind to rest. You will find that doing so will decrease your stress levels, improve your overall resilience, and most importantly, increase your overall cognitive functioning. And that's really what we're after, isn't it? How to achieve peak performance. Allowing yourself a break will not only help you with that performance, it will also give you that extra energy that you need to work on those important relationships that you have across all aspects of your life. Third, and I find this extremely important, is allowing yourself to feel emotions. When you are feeling sad, angry, or any other negative emotion, seek a healthy and productive way to release that emotion. Bottling up those emotions and doing nothing about them serves no one. I can tell you that from personal experience. It's detrimental to your mental health. It's detrimental to your physical health, and it will cause to many long-term issues in the future if you don't handle it today. So we have covered a lot today, and I want to give you a clear takeaway from today's episode. We all struggle from mental health from time to time. So if you're experiencing it, don't feel like you're alone. You're part of literally millions and millions who are experiencing mental health issues, just like millions and millions are experiencing physical health issues. You can improve that mental health, and you can do it through self-care and by seeking professional help. And I know it may seem daunting if you haven't had that professional help in the past, but I can tell you personally, it has helped me so many times to take me to a better place where I become more open to focus on my self-narrative, look at where my mindset is, and get myself out of that negativity to a point of better overall performance. Poor mental health is actually the main culprit behind many of the most common relationship issues that we face today. Things like breakups, tension, communication problems, and ultimately conflict. And I'll leave you with this last word of wisdom. A healthy mind is such a crucial element to a happy family, happy friendships, happy work relationships, and ultimately a happy life. I hope that you found value in today's episode. And if there is a topic you would like me to cover or a guest that you would like us to showcase on this podcast, please DM me at John R. Miles on Instagram. And if you haven't gone there before, please check out and subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is also John R. Miles. And lastly, we have some amazing episodes coming up in the future. I will be interviewing astronaut Kayla Barron, who's getting ready to go up on the ISS in October. I'm also going to interview former astronaut Captain Wendy Lawrence, a distinguished graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy. And I'm going to do those two episodes in tandem so we can talk to an astronaut who is part of the shuttle program, who knows Kayla and Kayla's journey as well. I also have NASCAR driver Jesse Luigi, who has won two diversity awards and is now racing in NASCAR Xfinity. I have on Navy SEAL Commander Mark Devine and Drs. Mark Lewis and former SEAL and Dr. Bob Adams. Such great content coming your way. Thank you, as always, for listening and supporting to the podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. The purpose of our show is to make passion go viral. And we do that by sharing with you the knowledge and skills that you need to unlock your hidden potential. If you want to hear more, please subscribe to the Passion Struck podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcasts at. And if you absolutely love this episode, we'd appreciate a 5-star rating on iTunes and you sharing it with 3 of your most growth-minded friends so they can post it as well to their social accounts and help us grow our Passion Struck community. If you'd like to learn more about the show and our mission, you can go to passionstruck.com where you can sign up for our newsletter, look at our tools, and also download the show notes for today's episode. Additionally, you can listen to us every Tuesday and Friday for even more inspiring content. And remember, make a choice, work hard, and step into your sharp edges. Thank you again for joining us.